Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. As I always say daily, wake up to this altar. One is either in the secret place with the God of heaven or in the secret court with the world. Many people may say, but I'm not in any secret or court. You think so. You only think so. As far as God is concerned, there are only two kingdoms on earth, the kingdom of God and the kingdom of darkness. Every human being is in one of the two. We have chosen that God Almighty, the creator of the heaven and the earth, will be our own secret place. So TPGF and Turning Point listeners, let it be God first in your life as you wake up daily. After receiving from Turning Point Audio, then use our devotional prayer booklet to do a short Bible study, then pray the prayer written there also. Follow the guideline on reading the whole Bible through in 1 year. If you subscribe online, the content of the prayer booklet shall be sent to your phone for daily engagement. For subscription and subscription renewal, chat with Demi on +234 8055 100 510. Do that now. If you have not done so, many people have already subscribed and they are using the booklet. Thank God for you. You shall grow more and more. Welcome also to Sunday, the 12th day in May 2024. 12 is God's number for administration. 12 is not an ordinary number. There are 12 tribes in Israel, 12 gates into Jerusalem. Jesus was 12 when he sat with the Sanhedrin and the scribes in the temple, interrogating and answering their question. He ordained 12 disciples to work with him. There are 12 calendar months in a year. I can go on and on. 12 is not an ordinary number. So open your hand and heart. Let me connect to the mystery behind 12 in speaking to everyone's lives today. Be responding with amen. I receive it. On this 12th day in the month, may things connect well for you. No breakdown. No failure. With 12 disciples, Jesus Christ ran a successful ministry that touched the whole world. More than 2,000 years after he left, he's still touching the world. I prophesy over your life and things. You will live a great life. You will impact your generation in Jesus' name. Your life will know fulfillment. Everyone, do this. Look up. Just look up where you are. I prophesy. Help from abroad, above, shall come for you. Every human being needs one help or the other. Your life will not lack help, support, and assistance. This is our communion day, but I want to pray over a cup of water for everyone. If you can, please get a cup or a glass of water, the one you can drink at once after the prayer. If it is not possible for you where you are, receive the prayer all the same. Then, when you get back home or when at your convenience, get a cup of water. Then play this message back and do it well. Hold the cup or the glass of water up. I pronounce this water blessed. It ceases to be ordinary water. It is water turned to healing power, turned to fruitfulness power. Every waiting mother drinking this water, your womb is energized for conception. Every sick person, be healed. Every healthy person, become healthier. Doors start opening where your people desire it. Help start coming. Anointing on you will get stronger. You are cleansed. You will blossom and flourish in Jesus' name. Please drink the water. You shall feel a difference in your body system now. May 12 celebrants, your birthday prayers, be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. You shall mark May 12 yearly in good health, prosperity, and power. Happy birthday. First issue for teachings today. Concerning the 65-year-old woman, you should call her, sir. She needs to let you know the man. Both are good to go through another married class. The children have to be involved as well. Wow, there is no way I can know or call her. TPGF is not a church. We don't even know ourselves facially or physically, not even our locations. We are scattered all over the world. But with the person concerned, Having heard what you said, I'm sure it will help. Thank you. Next, good day, sir. I was denied USA visa thrice, and I'm not a first-timer in America. Neither have I exceeded date of entry. Need to know what I can do, and also advice from immigration lawyers in the house. Wow, there must have been a reason for the denial. Maybe you overstayed in one of the previous visits. Maybe, just maybe. I think for American Embassy, there is right of appeal. Find out, but as he has requested, please immigration lawyers in the house and those who are experienced in USA visa issue, please cancel our brother. I also advise that you should also talk to an immigration lawyer. There must be a way out. I was once denied American visa before, many years ago, and that was not my first time of going to America. I reapplied after about a year, and I was granted, and I've always been granted since then. My last application for USA visa, for USA visa renewal, was a few weeks ago, and we were given 5 years, myself and my wife. Talk to a lawyer. Reapply. There are things you need to know. After listening to the lawyer, apply. You shall be given. Next, where can we locate TPGF in Delta State? Wow, TPGF, as I said, is not a church in one location. We are members scattered all over the world. I think what you mean is either Prayer Mountain Viewing Centers or the church arm of the ministry. We have no center yet in Delta State. But if TPGF members are many enough in Delta State, I will come for a weekend conference, either in Warri or Asaba, or whichever city you chose. Just like we had a U.S. conference in Florida last year, and I will be in U.K. TPGF conference come June 21 and 22. So keep on rebroadcasting and forwarding Turning Point to more people in Delta State. I love to visit Delta State soon for a conference. Next, sir, good morning. This is important to me as TPGF. A bishop terminated his marriage that has produced 2 sons, and one of them even a graduate already, for infidelity. The bishop alleged that his wife shared her naked picture to her boyfriend, and the picture went viral on social media to the extent that the bishop came across the nude picture. Now the bishop is asking me to find a woman who is not below 40 years, while the bishop is 60 years this year. Sir, is it right for me to find a wife for him? The allegation of his wife is true. I have verified the allegation to be true. Wow, when you think you have had it all, you mean a bishop's wife, a 60-year-old bishop? The wife in question, I'm sure, will not be a young woman who had given birth to a son who has graduated in university. What kind of bishop and wife can be in such a mess? Nude picture with a boyfriend shared on social media. See, difficult for me to believe. My take is that you should not. And since you are that close that he could confide in you, then counsel him to sit down with the wife, maybe with some elderly family members, for deep conversation. No smoke without fire, and no curse without a cause. Is the woman well? Is she sane? Is she sick? The outcome of that conversation or that meeting will determine what bishop should do next. But I cannot still wrap my head around this. It looks to me a fiction rather than reality. Our listeners, what do you think? Please send in your own comment on this. We will treat more issue tomorrow. Please rebroadcast this to all on your contact. Do so daily. Let God use you to bring more people to this platform. Let what is blessing you bless everyone connected to you. Then, hooray! You can now send your testimony as voice note on WhatsApp. Let God use your testimony to bless and encourage listeners as we share it on our many radio station broadcasts here. Testify of what God has done. It will glorify God, his name. Listeners' faith will be fired up to believe God for their own miracle. Then you provoke God to do more. The devil can steal a miracle if the testimony is not given. God will walk with you. Please do so and give your testimony all the time. How do you do that? Simple. Open your WhatsApp and record for a maximum of 2 minutes. 2 minutes maximum. We cannot use testimony longer than 2 minutes because of time. Let it be clean and let it be clear. Start by saying, "My name is," introduce yourself. Then record. Let the world hear what God has done for you. Then send to our number, +234 80555 8377. +234 80555 8377. Do so now. Do so each time God gives you a divine intervention. Happy Mother's Day to all mothers on TPGF. We love and we celebrate you. Listeners, don't compromise your tithe and your seed sowing. TPGF is a good soil to sow your tithe and your seed, as we believe and teach and suggest. Two things we are going to do as long as we live: tithing to the fertile soil of God's kingdom for the expansion of his kingdom, and seed sowing to give us harvest. Do so. You listen to people's giving testimony every day as they pay their tithe, do their battle seed, thanksgiving seed, the partnership commitment seed, the monthly seed. This month is 5555, month of grace. Do so as God gives you the grace. Your heavens will open, help will come, the power of God will connect to you. If you want us to send you the commission's account details, including our PayPal information, send a chat message, or please send me the commission's account to +234 809 789 4000. That line only. Don't send money to any personal account. We are not the one asking people to send money to motherless home or any orphanage. Those are internet fraudsters. Block them and have nothing to do with them. I speak to everyone's life today. The power of God will be mighty and heavy over you. Go out in peace and return in joy. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. TPGF, truly blessed. Bye.